Tyler Jamie, AU, the first thing a soulmate ever says to you is tattooed on your body. The Tumblr Ficklet by Seven Iris. Read by Night Tracer. Fandom, Hockey RPF, pairing, Tyler Jamie. In the movies, there's always something unique and special, something instantly recognisable. Geordie says, "Your brother is an asshole," in firm, clear lettering, just under his collarbones. But most people get something vague and politely inane. "Hello. How are you? Nice to meet you." Jamie gets a name at least. "Hi, I'm Tyler," wrapped round his wrist like a promise. He meets Bosie and Victoria. "Hi, I'm Tyler," he says, smiling. Jamie feels a kick of adrenaline at the words.
"Hi, I'm Jamie," he says.
Tyler's smile doesn't change, no recognition on his face. Jamie doesn't really know the etiquette on this, but it's the first time he's ever heard the exact words. He pushes his sleeve back and shows Tyler his wrist.
"Oh, cool," Tyler said, "but here."
He pulls up his shirt. Right above his belly button is the word, "Hey." Just that. It is a letdown, but Jamie is more distracted by the fact that, wow, that is really unhelpful.
"I know," Tyler says. He lets his shirt drop. "Look, I'm not your Tyler. Just call me Bosie."
"Okay, sure," Jamie says, and that's that. They still hook up a couple of times anyway.
"It's close enough," Bosie says,
and Jamie's not going to argue with blowjobs. Jamie meets Seg at the All-Stars game. The guys who came in early are all out at a bar the night before the draft. Jamie trails after Neela, who's making his way over to a crowded table in the back. Jamie recognises Chara, at least. There's a young guy kneeling on a chair. He's laughing, cheeks pink. He looks halfway drunk already.
"Hi, I'm Tyler," he says.
He sticks his hand out, leaning over the back of the chair. Jamie feels a jolt of something. Half recognition, half,
"Wow, he's hot."
"Hi, I'm..." "Oh, shit." Tyler's chair starts to tip, and Jamie grabs his shoulder before Tyler goes down completely. Tyler lets out a startled yelp and clings to Jamie. He starts laughing again.
"Fuck, nice to meet you, man."
Jamie snorts. As first words go, those were pretty unique. But Tyler doesn't seem to recognise them. Jamie's used to it by now. There are a really surprising number of Tylers in the NHL. The next night of the draft, when they've both been passed over again, Tyler moves to sit next to Jamie on the couch.
"If Chara doesn't pick me next, I'm going to short sheet his bed. You in?"
Jamie politely declines because he does have a functioning survival instinct. Thank you very much. Tyler blinks, then laughs. Chara does draft them both eventually. The rest of the weekend is a lot of fun, and he has a good time hanging out with Tyler, and with Neela, and with the guys from Worlds. And that's that. At least until 2 years later, when Tyler gets traded to Dallas.
"Tyler, huh?" Geordie says, with a pointed look at his wrist.
Jamie rolls his eyes. "We've met. It's not him." They hit it off right away over the summer, to the point where Tyler is practically their third roommate. To the point where Jamie finds himself thinking, sometimes, about how he doesn't know what Tyler's words are. Not for sure. Tyler's seen his wrist. He just gave Jamie a smirk and said,
"Tyler, I like him already."
There's no reason for Tyler to hide it. If he does have, "Hi, I'm, oh shit," on him somewhere. Still, Jamie feels a sharp little twist of disappointment when he sees Tyler in the showers for the first time, the words,
"No thanks, I'm good," curving over the jut of his hip bone.
When Jamie makes the Olympic roster, the guys take him out for drinks. Tyler keeps grinning at him. He throws his arm around Jamie's neck and tugs him in close.
I told you,
he says in Jamie's ear, and Jamie is grinning back just as wide. When they get home, Tyler grabs his wrist in the elevator.
"Come up for one more beer," he says.
Geordie catches Jamie's eye. The corner of Geordie's mouth twitches, but he represses his grin and gets off on their floor.
"See you in the morning," he says.
Tyler laughs, hiding his face against Jamie's shoulder, until the doors close. When they get inside Tyler's apartment, Tyler says,
"It's my patriotic duty to blow you."
Heat shivers over his skin.
"Oh, yeah? I don't make the rules," Tyler says. "I know I'm not your Tyler, but..."
"Close enough," Jamie says, and pulls him in for a kiss. After that, things are great. Jamie wins an Olympic gold medal. He's playing great hockey. His team is in the hunt for a playoff spot, and he's having amazing sex with a guy he really likes.
When they clinch the playoffs, Tyler fucks him. Jimmy wraps his arms around Tyler's shoulders, pulls him down to kiss him, to say, "You were right," against his mouth. In the afterglow, Tyler wiggles back against him and tugs Jimmy's arm over his waist, running his fingertips over the name on Jimmy's wrist. It sends a thread of unease down his spine. Whatever he will have with his soulmate is supposed to be better than this. Jamie can't imagine how that's possible. Can't imagine he'd want more than this. He turns his wrist, slides it out of Tyler's grasp so he can tangle their fingers together instead. Just getting to the playoffs, taking it to 6 games, is a huge victory for them. But losing still feels like a gut punch. Jamie goes home with Tyler afterwards. They don't talk. Just peel off their game day suits and brush their teeth side by side in the bathroom. Jamie climbs under the covers and Tyler wraps himself around him like an octopus. And finally, the bitter, crushing disappointment starts to seep out of him. Jamie's almost asleep when Tyler says, "Do you ever think the words are wrong?" Jamie mumbles. "Like, you're supposed to say one thing. Something dumb comes out of your mouth instead." Tyler runs his fingers over Jamie's wrist. His voice gets quieter. "If I just said, 'Hi, I'm Tyler,' the first time we met..." "What? You did say that?" "No." Tyler props himself up on one elbow. "No, we met at the All-Star Draft. And I asked if you wanted a short, cheap Trara's bed with me. And you said, 'No thanks, I'm good.'" Jamie is suddenly wide awake. Tyler's hip is still covered by the sheets, but Jamie doesn't need to see it to remember what's written there. "No," Jamie says. "We met the night before. You said, 'Hi, I'm Tyler.' And I said, 'Hi, I'm... Oh, shit,' because you nearly fell out of your chair." "No," Tyler whispers. He looks horrified. "That's not... I don't remember. Oh, shit, I was so drunk. How can I not remember?" Jamie searches Tyler's face. Something like hope is uncurling in his chest. "These are the first words you ever said to me," he says slowly. He reaches out and puts his hands on Tyler's hip. "And these are the first words you remember me saying to you. So, we match." Tyler takes a sharp breath. "Is that even how it works?" "Close enough," Jamie says. And Tyler's face breaks into a bright, shaky grin of recognition. The end. Thank you for listening.